Psalm 95 is where we begin. Well, let us worship God. Psalm 95, verses 1 to 6. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that we would remember that God is a great God and a great King, above all gods, above everything else that can ever exist. Nothing is comparable, nothing before God, nothing above God. Nothing in any way resembling God. And this, Heavenly Father, is a mystery to us, but it is a delight that we contemplate also, because in this revelation that you have given to us of yourself as a God incomparable, unsearchable, whose power is limitless, whose wisdom is all-encompassing, who sees the end from the beginning and all the details of everything that ever is. In these great realities, we find the security of our souls. And so as we begin this morning, help us to comply now, immediately, without demur, without argument, without hesitation, that we would comply and come and fall down and worship him who is our God, who invites us to come. And the entreaty is real. It is always a reality and a continuing appeal to us. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. And so we pray that we would value this time, O God, that we would recognize that this is not simply a gathering out of habit or ritualistic traditionalism, not simply a social occasion for like-minded people to sing common songs and hear common words, but an act of devotion, a sacred moment in our mysterious existence, in which we have dealings with God in a peculiar kind of way. We know that every day we are in God's presence. We know that every day God is speaking to us and God is with us. But especially on certain occasions, there are those times and there are those places we know from the Scripture which are sacred times and sacred places with memories of peculiar blessing. And so this morning we gather again, Heavenly Father, into God's house as children. If we are believers in Christ this morning, we are God's children. And we have the assurance from God and the assurance from the Spirit within our own hearts that we are God's children. When we cry, Abba, Father, the Spirit of adoption witnesses with our spirit that we are indeed the children of God. Help us, O God Most High, this morning to value the Lord's day, the Lord's word, the Lord's people, to value that we are able to gather here. We know of many churches which are not publicly gathering. We know we fear of whole denominations, perhaps, which have passed a regulation of forbidding public gatherings. And we lament that these things are so, but we face the realities. And so we face the privileges of this day that we are here, that we have the health and strength to be here, the inclination to be here, and the promises that those who come will never be turned away by God's great heart of welcome. So we give thanks this morning, O God, for the privileges of the gospel, for the open door to heaven that is in the gospel, that Jesus Christ has opened up the way. He has pointed to himself as the way, and no one comes to the Father but by him. We give thanks that the gospel is good news, that it is history, that it is recorded accurately in the Scriptures as soberness and truth, and that these things are written for our learning, that we might become wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Help us to pray for our loved ones. Help us to pray, O God, that you'd bless them, because we long for them. We long for their salvation. Whatever else in life they experience, poverty or pain, plenty or pleasure, we pray for mercy for them, peace with God and joy everlasting. We pray for our enemies. Father, we remember that they are ignorant and they do not know what they're doing, that they are to be pitied, but they are also to be resisted and recognized. And so we pray for them, and we pray for the church. We pray for the preaching of the gospel, not only in this place, in this pulpit, but throughout the whole entire world. We long, O God, for a day of the Lord's Most High right hand, a day in which the world recognizes that there is a God in heaven and that he is taken seriously. Help us to seek mercy and help us to seek grace now, Lord. This we pray for God's glory, for our good, for the establishment of God's kingdom, for the hallowing of God's name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. We're going to read now in the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy is the fifth book of the Old Testament. And we read chapter 8. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the ways which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldst keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thy heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chastens thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and are full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he has given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and are full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and droughts, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee and that he might prove thee, to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou say in thy heart, my power and the might of my hand hath gotten me this wealth, that thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant with which he swore unto thy fathers as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that thou shalt surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall you perish, because you would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. And so on. Amen. Well, let us continue then in Psalm 95, and we sing the last verses 7 to 11. Psalm number 95, verses 7 to 11.